All right. I want to thank everybody for coming out. Obviously, we had a game yesterday down in Washington, and it was a tough, hard-fought game. I'm really proud of the way our guys played. I thought we played really hard. I thought we competed extremely well, and we came up a little short in the end. Washington figured out a way to win the game at the end, and that's what you do at this stage in the National Football League. You try to find a way to win a game that Sunday, and that's what they did. So we've just got to continue to figure out how to finish. We've done a really good job of that for most of the year, and we'll keep fighting for that finish and keep trying to find a way to finish on the top side of these scores. And we've got three very important games coming up, starting with Denver here on Sunday, and we're looking forward to that game, and we'll start preparation for that right now and with the players on Wednesday. As far as injuries are concerned, I'll just give that to you now. Ray Rice had a left hip contusion, should be good. Bernard Pierce had a lower back strain, should be fine. Art Jones, fine. McPhee, fine. Bernard, continues to work with the ribs. He's doing a great job fighting through that. There's no tougher guy, football player, than Bernard Pollard. Marshall Yanda sprained his ankle. We'll continue to have that evaluated. And we'll let you know later in the week after he gets an MRI on that exactly how serious that is. But it seems like a somewhat serious ankle sprain. It's not an ankle break in any way. Jameel McClain's going to be okay. He's got to get some testing done, but he should be okay. That's standard procedure. Leach sprained an ankle, so we'll be working through that this week. Ed Dixon looks better. He ran a little bit today, so he'll have a chance to go on Sunday. We'll see. And Jimmy Smith, the same thing. We'll take a look on Sunday and see how he looks in the week leading up to Sunday. All right? Any question on either one of those two things? Art had a right shoulder bruise, and Purnell had a little bit of a groin. So that's where we're at with those guys.
Are we talking about the game real quick?
Yeah.
Can you talk about the fake punt formation and the timeout and all that stuff that happened?
Yeah, we just had a situation out there where the guys couldn't hear Anthony make the hut call. You know, it got real loud at that point in time, and we executed it really well. We made a substitution, and we were running a certain play in there that we thought had a chance, and it would have probably had a real good chance. But, the offensive line couldn't hear the snap count, and that's something that was disappointing. So the timeout was taken. It should not have been taken. We should have just let the clock run down there at that time and not used up the timeout. That was an error on our part, so that should have never happened that way. So it was a low-risk kind of a deal, an opportunity to go for it on fourth down, and we just didn't execute it very well. Let me go into this. We made a coaching change today. You guys are all aware of that. I know there's been a press release and it's out there right now, but we've made a change at offensive coordinator. We've replaced Cam with Jim Caldwell. It's been something that we went through last night and this morning and had a conversation with Cam real early this morning, then with Jim. And I just want to say that Cam Cameron has done a excellent job here over the last almost 5 years as our offensive coordinator. I think the record proves that. When you take a look at the what's been accomplished on offense for the last 4 years, the games that have been won, the points that have been scored, and really by every measurement, Cam is a very good football coach. He's a loyal, hardworking guy. He's a great friend. Obviously, it's a difficult thing, personally to do something and to make a move like that. With any coach, especially guys that you've been battling with for all these years. And, Cam's been right in there battling. He's been a member of this team, and I'm proud of what he's accomplished here. At this time, the move is made to give us a chance to be the best we can be. And that's not to say anybody can't do it, but it's just an opportunity to try to get this thing going and become the best offense and the best team we can be, and we feel like it's what's best for the team at this time. And so that's why we made the move. There's nothing more to it than that. And just we'll go forward with that. So Jim will take over. That started this morning. He's working on game plan with the rest of the staff. The rest of the staff is on board. And we'll go to work like we always do. And we'll see how it plays out.
At any time during the past, did Steve Bisciotti suggest this?
You know what? I'm not getting into any of that. We do a great job in this organization of communicating and talking. And I think we've got great leadership here, all across the board. And I'll just leave it at that.
John, in terms of the sideline yesterday, what is the disagreement with Cam over how they're going to handle the first half?
Well, you'd have to be more specific. As far as the end of the first half, no. We had a plan there, and we were not going to try to make a mistake. We were not going to put ourselves in position to make a mistake there backed up like that. That was my decision. And if we'd have gotten the play off early, that would have popped. Then you go. And if you don't pop a play there early, then you buckle it down and you get out of there without having a bad situation. We've all seen that happen. So that was my decision on that, and Cam was on board with that. And I haven't heard anything otherwise about that. I've heard nothing about that. No issues with the protection scheme. You have to be more specific.
At the end of that half or the end of a game, your decision or the coordinator to take a knee there or go?
Game management decisions are always my decision. So that was my decision to take a knee there to make sure that we got out of the half whole. You know, the risk reward was not in our favor in that situation, the way I saw it.
John, how long have you been considering the coordinator change, and when did you reach your decision that you would make it?
You know what? You come to these things when you come to them, and doing what's best for the team, which when the point comes where you feel like it's the best thing to do it, you do it. Anything beyond that, I haven't been keeping track of, for one thing, and I don't think it's that important.
How much experience does Jim have in calling plays? I know he's been a head coach and quarterback's coach assistant.
Jim is qualified. Jim's a heck of a coach. We got a heck of a staff, and they'll do a great job, and I'm looking forward to seeing how it plays out.
The timing within the season of doing this, can you get the maximum out of Jim Caldwell's offense?
Well, it's going to be the Ravens' offense. You know, that's the way it always works. So, you know, we're down the road with our offense, and we'll continue to build on what we've been doing. You know, I think that's what you do. And Jim's been a part of that the whole season, along with the rest of the coaches. And it's always a collaboration, and we'll do it together. And I'm looking forward to seeing how it plays out. Well, Jim, and I try to put this to the whole staff, but Jim's a heck of a coach. And all the coaches on the offensive side are very good coaches. So he brings a lot to the table. You know, all those guys do. And they'll work together, and we'll put an offense out there, and the guys are excited about it. And, you know, I know one thing. I can't wait for Wednesday. I'm looking forward to it.
Any specific qualities, just things that you can jump out to?
I think you guys all know. You've been around Jim all year. You know what kind of coach he is. I mean, what kind of offense they've run in the past that he's been a part of. All those things apply.
Was there something yesterday? Was it the loss? Was it the second half offense? Was there anything that?
Not specific. And we put 28 points up. So you're not going to say, well, you know, it's a reaction to a down offensive performance. It's not that. You know, I think that's really important to point out. It'd be really easy to go, you know, the route that's saying, well, it's a result of something and somebody's taking the blame for something. It is not that. People are going to believe what they want to believe. It's what I believe is best going forward for our offense and for our football team. And that's not to say anybody can't do the job or didn't do the job. Cam is doing a heck of a job here, doing a heck of a job here for a long time. Nobody knows that better than me, and nobody's stated that more times. You know, I believe that. And I also believe right now at this time, the timing says this is the best thing, and this is what we're going to do.
John, you said if you guys would have won the game yesterday, you still would have made
it? You know, that's speculation. I mean, what's the point? We did it. I did it after the game. The decision was made, and this is the way we're going.
What was the response of Ozzie when you talked to him and informed him and the ownership?
Is there anything about – we're going to have to move forward off of this. You know, it's – Ozzie's on board. You know, we talk about all these things. We got a great leadership group. We work together on all this stuff. You know, there's nothing more to it than that.
Well, how tough was it for you, given that you guys have had a long coaching history and going back to the 90s?
It's tough. Like I said before, it's tough. And it's tough. And then it's tough when you cut players, you know. It's tough at training camp when you have to tell guys that they're not going to play anymore. The dream might be over. Cam's going to go on and coach. You know, he's going to be coaching very soon, you know, in the National Football League. So, you know, 5-year run as an offensive coordinator in this league is pretty good. You know, if you look at the history, it's pretty darn good accomplishment. And I think what he's accomplished is very impressive. So I look at it as more of a positive. And, you know, I know that, you know, it's hard to say that, and maybe guys aren't going to look at it that way, but I'm just not going to look at it as a negative. You know, there's no grand theme here. You know, it's the best thing for our team right now. You make these decisions all the time. And that's what we're doing.
John, it's integral as a quarterback is in an offense, and you've said that, you know, Joe takes more and more ownership of it. Is he consulted on something like this and his input factor in?
Not on something like this. No, this is a coaching decision. You know, this is my decision, you know, and there's not a lot of places you can go to make a decision like this. You know, and I've talked with Cam a lot about this. We talked a lot about it today. And, of course, you know, with the other guys we've been talking about as far as in the Ravens organization, and that's where the decision was made.
Can you share with if you spoke with Joe, his reaction, if any, about the?
I spoke with Joe. His reaction was for him to say, you know, but we had a good conversation about it.
Is this an audition for Jim as the offensive coordinator? Is this a six-week
This is trial? An opportunity for us to try to win some football games, you know, and try to be the best football team we can be, you know, and that's the absolute reality of it. So anything else is just something else. What it boils down to and what's important is going out there at 1 o'clock on Sunday and playing the best football game we can play, and then the game after that, the game after that, and the game after that. And try to be as good as we can be over the next month. That is what it is. And to me, that's the only priority that matters. You know, it's long-term considerations are long-term considerations, and that's not in the forefront of our mind right now.
Is he the quarterback's coach?
No, Jim will still be the quarterback coach. You'll have Craig. Craig is in the room there still. Craig is doing senior assistant duties. He's been doing a lot of our advanced game planning stuff and doing a great job with that. Craig's a very knowledgeable coach. Jim will still be the direct quarterback coach at this time.
Will he be on the field or upstairs?
We're still working that out. You know, we're going to still talk through that and see what the best setup is as far as the offensive staff, how to organize those guys. We haven't decided that yet.
Is this a case where it's desperate times call for desperate measures? You need to make a move to change things?
No, not at all.
Get the ball more, if you and Jim, any kind of specific guidance moving forward that you'd like to see?
I thought Ray got the ball a lot last night.
In general, though?
I thought Ray got the ball a lot. Ray, if you look at Ray's, if you look at the numbers for the course of the year, he's right on schedule with what he's been, you know, for the last 4 years here that he's been here. So I think we're right on schedule with that.
Are you concerned at all that the change could be disruptive at this point?
It's always a consideration. You know, it's one of the things you think about. There are a lot of considerations, you know, and you try to take all that into account and you try to come to a conclusion about what is best for your football team. You know, we do believe in the team, and every decision is based on what's best for the team, you know, and that's a consideration. I don't think it'll be disruptive. I think it'll be positive. I believe that, but it'll be all up to all of us to make it that way. You know, it's like we talk to the team. It's the solutions are right here in the room, you know, to improving, and our job is to improve. We all get a little bit better. We all work together and become the best we can be.
A lot of the players after the game, let's say a lot, at least the couple that I talked to, said that it does fall on the players, that they should have made plays that wasn't play calling, specifically the game yesterday.
Right.
Did you get a sense of the reaction when you talked to the team this afternoon that maybe Cam leaving does fall on them a little bit? Did you feel that there's a little heightened awareness to that?
Well, you know, sure. You know, we all take responsibility for that. When something like this takes place, you know, it's real. You know, you're talking about any time guys leave, you know, a program who put their heart and soul into the thing, be it a coach or a player, that is real. And the burden falls on everybody who's still here. You know, we understand that we all can do better. So it's never on one set of shoulders. Nothing but positive things to say for the job that Cam Cameron did here. And it's on all of us to get a little bit better and take that responsibility on and become the best we can be.
Yesterday, I know with the tarp down, mm-hmm. he might not have got a chance to move around and test his arm. Was he close or?
He was close. He was close. That was a decision right before the game that was made between he and I. And we just decided the conditions and those kind of things, it was better for him safety-wise to not play in that game. I think there's a good chance. You know, what the percentage, I'm not sure, but he's got a good chance.
This is the first week Ray's eligible to play.
You know what? He's making good progress, and we'll just have to see how he practices this week. You know, and going into Wednesday, we'll know a lot more, I think, because he's going to push it a little bit over the next 2 days, and I'm looking forward to seeing how that plays out. So,
there is a chance.
Well, there's a chance, yeah.
There are very few people in the league that know Peyton Manning better than Jim Caldwell. So how much are you really going to try to get some information from him in the midst of also having a conversation?
Well, you know, the thing about that is that Jim, Peyton Manning's aware of that as well. You know, he knows what Jim knows about Peyton. So it's kind of one of those kind of deals. There's no smarter quarterback than Peyton Manning, and he's right up there with that group of guys. He's been doing it for a long time. And with him, it really is a, you know, kind of a chess match that way. It's still football. Those chess pieces are slamming into each other. But there's an intellectual element to the game that we've got to be very aware of. You know, Jim has a handle on that, but, you know, Peyton understands that too.
John, Joe's had 8 fumbles this year. Does he need to have better pocket presence, pocket awareness?
Absolutely. You know, absolutely. That's something that he's very much aware of. We cannot, you know, you turn the ball over, you put yourself in jeopardy, you know, and that, I don't care what position it is. So when you play that position and you're in the pocket, you need to protect that football. And that's something that we need to be better at going down the stretch.
John, what contributed to you guys running the ball so effectively yesterday?
Well, where do you want to start?
Was it that you were blocking a lot better? Were the running backs kind of hitting the holes faster? Or where do you think that?
I think those are two big parts of it. You know, the schemes set up very well. I thought we had some great schemes against their front and their scheme that they were running. And a lot of things go into that. But our guys did a great job with it. I thought the game plan was very good for the run game.
Coach, you said this morning that this move, since you can still reach your goals for the season, which I assume means Super Bowl, what made you think in the last 24 hours that status quo was not going to get you to your goals?
I don't know that status quo, so to speak, you know, staying pat wouldn't have gotten us there. But what you try to do is you try to put yourself in the best position possible as you see it to be the best football team you can be and then go compete and see what you can get accomplished. Our first goal right now is to secure a playoff berth. Okay, so we're talking about goals. Our second goal is to win the AFC North. You know, that's squarely in our sights. You know, our next goal is to be to secure as high of a playoff seed as we can. And then the last goal or the next goal is to win playoff games and get ourselves to the Super Bowl and win the thing. I mean, you know, it's we all know what those things are. So it's never one thing or bust. We want to be as good of a football team as we can be to accomplish as much as we possibly can, the ultimate goal being the one you're talking about. So, you know, I feel like this is going to give us the best chance to do it. Well, I don't really know the premise you're talking about.
Just shuffling around a little bit, if that's an option. Just Ravens' offensive line really allowed some kind of sacks yesterday.
I think our offensive line is playing pretty well. You know, sacks are contributors, they come from a lot of different things, you know, and sure, guys get beat one-on-one and all that. Bryant's a part of it. When we think he's the best option, you know, we'll put him in there. And he's working hard at practice. He's obviously got some ability as a pass protector. That's a big deal, no doubt about it. And, you know, I have no, you know, specifically talking about Bryant, would have no qualms about him going in the game. So, you know, if we feel like he's the best option at one position or another, we'll do it. Right now we think, you know, we've got the best group of guys out there, but that could change. No, those were gone. Those were what we call, those were empty protections. Those are 5-man protection schemes. So they were bringing more guys than we could pick up. There's a free runner there. You just got to get the ball out to the right guy in time. We did that on occasion. If you think about the throw to Anquan up the left sideline, that was one of those same situations. And other times we didn't do as good a job as that as we needed to, and that's what happened on that. So that was not protection-oriented. That was more related to the adjustment. Yeah, well, you're playing an option football team, you know, so you're going to get a lot of one-on-one tackling out there. And I thought our guys, you know, that you know, Alfred Morris is a hard runner, you know, and he becomes a downhill runner, becomes a one-on-one tackle on a tough field. Not to make any excuses. We want to make every tackle right there. We want to make a secure tackle. But there were times where he was bouncing off and we were rallying to the ball and getting him down. Sure, I think we can tackle better. I want to be a great tackling team at all times. But our guys are fighting hard to be good tacklers.
John, in that final drive from the Redskins to tie it up, they were able to get – you guys were able to get pretty good pressure. But why do you think it was that they were able to just be able to continue to move their way down the field even though you were getting after their quarterback?
Well, they made some third down conversions. You know, I thought they did a nice job of finding some holes, and basically most of the time it was zone coverage. You know, they ran – you look at each play separately. One time they sat down in a hole. One time they crossed a wall. We're trying to wall the receiver, and they got across his face on a linebacker and made a play. You know, the last play we dropped coverage when we shouldn't have, you know, things like that. So we just got to do a better job of making plays in that situation. But I thought they executed really well also.
John, that decision with 29 seconds left, you say it was obvious to you, risk and reward was not a good choice to go for anything. Could you take us through that a little bit? In other words, when you get the ball, you end up passing the ball, I think, on second down in overtime anyway. what's the bigger risk there than with 29 seconds to go?
Well, I think you're backed up in your own end, and you're going to have to get the ball down the field with no timeouts, right? So you're going to have to push the ball down the field and make a big play or get some kind of a pass interference penalty. That's going to take an extended drop, which they're quite aware of. So now they crank up their pass rush. If they get to your quarterback in that situation and you have a sack turnover, that's the ball game. To me, that's not worth it. You know, that's just – it's too much risk in that situation with that little time left. You get a little more time left, you have a chance to complete an intermediate route or a shorter route and run and get back on the ball and spike it and get another play. You know, I think you have a better chance there. But that's just how I felt at the time about it. That's what we did.
Coach, how about preparing for a Peyton Manning? He's got to just come off the game and you face two rookie quarterbacks and then you face one of three or better in the NFL. You guys historically have had some trouble with
him. Well, you know, Peyton Manning's a great quarterback. You know, we've had great battles against him. I think he'd be the first one to tell you that. He's made trouble for a lot of teams over the years. So looking forward to it. It's going to be a big challenge. I think that's private. That's private. You know, that's private conversations. That's private business, you know, and that's those are conversations between people that take place. And I'm not going to share every conversation with every player, every coach. You know, it's just not public information. But I can tell you this. I'd probably get it wrong anyway, the specifics of it, from memory. I'd have to think pretty hard to remember exactly what was said and be fair to everybody. You start speaking for other people. But we have a great leadership group. We have a great owner, great GM, great team president. Right through our organization at that level, who is involved in any kind of conversation, you know, personnel-wise, whether it's coach or player, and you know, I'm just privileged to be a part of that and be with these guys, and they're a big help in all those kind of things.
John, could I get a comment from you about the fact that streak ended yesterday with 15 consecutive times you didn't get into a two-game losing streak?
Just disappointed. You know, we wanted to win the game. That's not a streak that you want to end. You know, it's a streak that you want to extend, and we were unable to do that. So, disappointed about that.
And at the flip side of that, what it said about your team that it had been 3 years since you lost two in a row.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that. Wasn't kind of going in that direction. It was nice to get a little. Thank you. Yeah. Sorry about that.
You just mentioned president, owner, GM, this meeting you said took place last night, is that?
No, there was no meeting. I didn't say a meeting took place last night. No.
You said you met last night.
I didn't know who you met with.
There was no big meeting last night. Phone conversations with different people, but yeah.
All right.
Okay, thanks. All right, thanks.